Office roll call. Supervisor Palmerville.
Here.
Kubicki.
Here.
Frederick.
Here.
Franco.
Here.
Approval of the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor, say it by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. Supervisor Kubicki.
Supervisor Kubicki would like to move citizen comments to this number three now.
Okay.
If that be possible without objection of the committee.
Any objection?
I have no objection.
Okay. We'll start off with citizen comments. We'll do 3 minutes if you... who can keep track for 3 minutes then? Joe, can you keep?
Sure.
Okay. Any citizens' comments? Go ahead. Get in the chair we just need. Please give your name and address, please.
Sit here? Is that
yeah, one? Please.
Thank you.
Mary Magdalene Moser, 2106 73rd Street. I've attended many notice public meetings. I have never heard more outrageous excuses and flat-out lies come from elected officials and county employees than I heard at the last redistricting committee meeting. None of us in the private sector has ever told a bill-paying client that we wouldn't make any corrections because, and I quote, it's really hard to do and it takes a long time. Are you people serious? Maybe that's why we call it work and not vacation. Get a grip. Do you honestly think that none of us has ever used GIS software before? Is it really that hard to drag a vector line and sit back and wait for the software to calculate the compliance data? Here's a 10-year-old article by the designer of the Wise LR software explaining exactly how fast and easy the drag and drop software they created is to use. And they specifically designed it so that the process could be demoed during these redistricting meetings. So Kenosians are calling BS on these lame excuses and deliberate lack of transparency. This committee's own data shows that the population shift in Kenosha County is a laughably small 1.64% since the last maps were drawn 10 years ago. We want to know if our current map is even out of compliance. Is it? We'd all like to see that data. How about you show it to us? With a population shift that minuscule, how do any of you justify drawing an elected supervisor out of his own district in both of your plans while simultaneously surgically removing every tiny bit of the 2020 riot zones from three supervisors' districts and dumping all the riot zones into three other supervisors' districts? The most infuriating aspect of this arrogance is that this gerrymandering atrocity is being committed by the Democrats who have spent the last 10 years crying and clutching their pearls while screaming about fair maps. You are doing exactly the same garbage the Democrats in the state legislature did for the 50 years they controlled the Senate and the Assembly. At least they never made the lame excuses we've all heard from you. We Kenosians have to live with these redistricting maps for the next 10 years. Stop the excuses, gaslighting, lying, hypocrisy, and gerrymandering and draw reasonable maps. Every Kenosian hates a hypocrite, no matter which district you draw us into.
Name is Tom Stanzik, 8623 21st Avenue. Fair maps? We want fair maps. How many times have we heard Democrats preaching about fair maps? Well, now we see this board pushing through a map that is anything but fair. Kenosha County's population changed so little that this lie, it would be laughable if it wasn't so sad. There's no reason for this change. I of course, with Democrats lying and rigging seems to be their MO, but I'm getting really tired of hearing over and over these lies. You know you're lying. We know you're lying. You know we know you're lying. You're still lying. Stop with the games. We can leave these maps exactly as they were with how little this population changed, and it would be fine. It doesn't even need to be changed. But we don't need those maps kicking out older, county board supervisors just to better your control over this county. How about trying to tell the truth once, or listen to your constituents?
My name is Michael Santoro, 6117 65th Street. So let's get down to the bottom of what is gerrymandering. Gerrymandering obviously is a manipulation of electoral constituency boundaries so as to favor one party or class. It is a practice intended to establish an unfair political advantage for a particular party or group by manipulating the boundaries of its electoral district. Gerrymandering protects the party lines and keeps the bad incumbents in power. Shame on you. Democrats have rigged just about everything they've had access to. Let's start with the request to do an official, clear, forensic audit of the Wisconsin election outcome process. If there is not wrongdoing, and I'm not saying there is, then let the audit begin. However, officials are trying to block the audit, and we all know why that is. Now, don't we? They've been caught with their hands in the cookie jar, and now they're trying to get it out. And now this board is attempting to control the process even more by redrawing the district maps to better support your political gains. This is called nonpartisan gerrymandering, and you are all guilty of it, and you know it. In the current proposal for redistricting, the current leaders are using the maps and rezonings to remove conservatives from one district and combining them into another, effectively taking one vote away. How convenient that is for you guys. Again, the shenanigans begin. The committee is looking into a solution. Looking into it is not good enough. We want action, and we want fair maps, just like you. The majority of Wisconsin voters supported the fair maps resolution, and the Democrats are the ones that enacted this resolution. Wisconsin county boards and voters throughout Wisconsin have spoken clearly. Our state wants fair maps, so let's get to it. You all know there's a way around this, and there is a legal way to make it work without gerrymandering by combining the two districts. Figure it out. The current model the committee is using is unconstitutional. They're gerrymandering by ensuring the lay of the land and map coverage to work in their favor by protecting their incumbents. By doing so, they are gerrymandering, and that is against the law. It is against the law. These proposed maps favor the Democratic Party, and we will not idly sit back and let this happen. The Kenosha County Board passed a resolution in August of 2017 calling on legislature to create a nonpartisan, transparent process for drawing state legislative and U.S. congressional district lines. Why can't we work together? We all want to work together. We're all tired of the lies. The people want leaders, leaders who can work together. We are tired of the fighting and bickering. Every one of us. We wouldn't be here fighting or bickering if we were following the law and working together. A true leader brings his people together rather than creating dissent amongst them. Take a look behind you. We're all fed up with it, and we're tired of it. Be a leader and bring us together by working with us and not against us, and we'll work with you.
This is going to be short but sweet. As you can see by what everybody's saying and everybody behind us, we are not going to stand for what's going on. We're tired of it, and we're going to make sure everybody in Kenosha knows what's going on. We're spreading the word, and plain and simple, this can't happen. You know, upon review of the proposed map and the redistricting, it is apparent that you are realigning or cracking the map to the advantage of the Democratic Party, which is called, as we've all heard, gerrymandering, and it's illegal, and we all know it, although it seems to be being done and people are getting away with it, but not this time, okay? It's not going to happen. Basically, it comes down to politicians picking their voters instead of voters picking their politicians, and we're done with it. We are going to fight you on this all the way. Please don't get it to that point, and like he had just suggested, work with us, and let's come to a resolution so it doesn't have to go further than that. Thank you so much.
Any more citizen comments? Any more citizen comments? Any more citizen comments? The citizen comments are closed.
Just I don't have any. Does Scott have anything he wants to say or add to the discussion?
I don't have anything to add other than what was last week.
And I have some comments.
We haven't got, it's a member comment right now. We haven't gotten to the review yet. 1 second.
What do you mean by members?
The members of this committee first, and then we're going to the review. In just a moment. Then a review and discussion of the preliminary maps. Okay. Supervisor Nudo, then we can go.
Okay. Well, I thought there was another presentation made tonight and any changes. So what you're saying is that no changes have been made at all, correct?
No changes have been made at all.
Okay. My other question is, at the last meeting, I believe it came from Supervisor Decker. Yes, get a map based on 9 supervisors, 17 for the city and 12 for the county. Was that prepared?
No, that was not prepared.
May I ask why not?
Because there was, when we changed supervisors last time, that was done by resolution, and there was no resolution done to change any amount of supervisors.
Okay.
And that was done 10 years ago.
But at this point, we're not about to say, oh, we're going to change, or we're going to do this, we're going to do that. It was just something to prepare the map based on 29 supervisors, 17 and 12. So my question is, why the map was not prepared and presented to the committee, actually to everybody tonight? That was said that it was going to be done. So all of a sudden, what happened?
There was nothing asked of, it was requested, but nothing was asked. The committee did not pass anything for that to be done because we did not do it. The supervisors of the county board has not changed the number of supervisors where it was done 10 years ago.
And again, I'm getting old, so I might forget this. But if I remember correct, I know somebody will laugh about it, but it's okay. If I recall it correct, that was asked, and again, I believe it was from Supervisor Decker that was going to be done, and that was said, okay, we'll prepare that just to see.
Yes.
What was said last
That's
week.
Why we're
and
here.
We can ask, we can check on,
minutes.
We can check the minutes. But that was said. Then all of a sudden, what happened? I mean, I didn't hear anything else, so I was under the assumption that.
There was an email sent out to Supervisor Decker saying,
Am I supposed to read somebody's mind or go over and ask Supervisor Decker or Joe Smith or Mike Brown or whoever that is if they received an email? Why wasn't that said at the last meeting? I mean, who made that decision not to do it? Who made that decision not to do the map based on that?
It was requested. However, we do not have, it was not done by the county board to change the number of supervisors, and that was pointed out to her.
No, that was pointed out.
Supervisor Nudo, it's been asked and answered.
No, it answered. That's not a good answer. I mean, I should say it's not a good answer. That
it's been asked and answered.
It was not answered. And through the chair, I would like to ask the opinion of Corporation Counsel, because he was here, he didn't say anything at the time, you didn't say anything. Again, maybe it was just me, but I think most of the people were under the assumption that was going to be prepared. Nothing was said about, nobody was saying, who knows? And to be honest, I'm against increasing the board anyway, but that was talked about it. The map should have been presented tonight, and we're going to be maybe some changes made. Was there anything tried to do it, or we're just going to leave 2 supervisors? There are 10 miles, and I'm not talking about my district now, okay? But I'm talking about 2 supervisors. They're 10 miles apart, and they're put in the same district. That is completely, and I keep on saying completely because I'm trying to find a nice word to say, but it's completely. And again, whose idea was it? It seems like on the county board lately, I'll get the votes, I'll do whatever. I am the king of Kenosha County, and I'll decide what anybody's going to do it. Because sooner or later, I'll find enough people on the county board, they're going to vote in the way I tell them to do it. I'm going to manipulate everything, and that's what's happening lately. And that is wrong. Completely wrong, and we should change it.
Okay.
The sooner, the better. And with that, I would like to get an answer from Corporation Council why that was not done, why it cannot be done, or whatever. I'll wait for that.
If I'm understanding the question correctly, Supervisor Nudo, there was a request made by Supervisor Decker. That request was not acted on by the committee. It was not relayed by the committee. It was not directed by the committee. I then defer to the committee. So.
And shouldn't I say, and again, I don't know, that goes back to that. I'm not sure what the legality of it is, and that's why I'm asking you. But at that time, you're the chairman, Supervisor Frederick.
Yes.
You made that decision. Why didn't you make the decision that night and say, we're not going to do it? Then we would not be in this position. That could have been discussed that night. At that point, you should have said, hey, the committee has to act on this. No, it was said that they were going to prepare the map. That's what was said. Or at least that's what I recall, and everybody else can do it. And if I'm wrong, let's prove it with the minutes. I did not go check the minutes because I was under the impression that was going to be brought up. Now, if you change your mind, or if somebody else changed your mind, that I have no clue. And if that could not be done, Corporation Council was at the meeting. It should have said that in order to do that, when they said they were going to bring the map, it should have said at that point, we need the committee to act on that in order to do it. And again, it has nothing to do about changing supervisor. I understand. It would have to go to the full board. They would have decided. But this year, before we make any decisions, we should look at all the options that we have instead of trying to push from 180 days that we can take on doing this year. We're trying to push this year in 60 days, not even 60 days. In 2 weeks, we get the budget coming up in a month. We're going to be working on the budget. There is another meeting tonight where the county is going to come in and on something. Maybe I'm getting off track, but just to say the things that we got going, it was turned down last year, and they said they were going to come in and give some information during the year. Now we are, 2 weeks, 3 weeks before they give us the budget, and they say we're going to have a public hearings and adding another somewhere between $16 and $20 million to the Kenosha County. That is bad. And now we've got to go through the redistricting, we've got to go through the budget, and many other things that is going on. I think the best thing to do, let's take our time. If it takes 180 days, we'll do that. We'll keep it as it is, and that's it. And the other thing about not changing, I still got the floor. The other thing is about changing or not being able to do, I know I'm funny, but it's okay. Yeah, thank you, Wendy. That goes for you too, buddy. I guess it comes from the top. Yeah, it comes from the top. I understand. Anything else you want to add or whatever? Or the only thing you know how to say? Where was that? Where you said we cannot go from one municipality to the other. That's completely wrong. The only one that we don't do that is with Kenosha, with the city of Kenosha. Because I see Pleasant Prairie goes through Bristol or Summers goes through Paris or whatever it is. Everyone will change. So why can't we do it with the Kenosha County? Let's put the maps all together. Let's put the people in there. We got a 12% deviation on one map, on one option, and a 10% deviation on the other one. I believe I'm the second lowest with number of constituents in my district. I think we should make it. We should try. We know we can. So, let's try that. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Okay.
You know, it's always been against you more of these than I guess anyone on this board. Anyone went through the
one in 1972 when I first got elected on the county board. That's right, 1972. That's 50 years ago this spring, okay? And we had the redistricting after I got in. There were some changes. We always tried to do the district so that no two supervisors were put in the same district, or no, the lines crews, and it's possible. Now the city is completely, everyone is, but there's not that much change in the city from what I can see. The map, my map, in fact, my district map doesn't change much. And so we're presented with a map A and a map B, and we supposedly picked between the two of them. Now, we did discuss about supervisors being put in the same district, and I agree with what Abe said. There was said that there was a map that it wouldn't put two people in the same district. Then it turns out that we ended up with the Decker and Nordigan in the same district, okay? Is there any way, because now I understand they're, what, 8 miles apart, 9 miles
what,
apart?
10 miles.
Why wasn't it, would that, if, is there any possibility that that could be drawn in within the law where they wouldn't be put, because this, we always try, I'm not trying to make anybody happy here, please. I'm just telling you, like, we always thought about it. In 1980, we did redistrict 81, we just did the, I think Bilotti and Supervisor Ruffalo were put in the same district. There was no way to get away from it because they were across the street from each other, you know. And I think in 1990 it happened again. I think Michael and Johnson got put in the same district and they were right across the road, okay. Is there any way there could be a plan C that would not put two supervisors in the same district?
Well, Supervisor Carter? Well, data was put into the Whistler system, and the maps outcome, this is 2020 census data. This is what was given us, and this is what the outcome is. It's following the population shifts in Kenosha County, you know, with Pleasant Prairie and
move. Well, I understand the Pleasant Prairie move, okay, because there was, like, Pleasant Prairie added, like, 1,900 new. I understand that move, that because I think Monica got moved, the district got more concentrated, and the city was pretty much not changed much at all from what I could see. The point I'm trying to make it is there any plan C? They're gonna anywhere?
These are the maps we have.
Look, you're the public. You're the public. I'm the supervisor, okay? I respect listening to you. Now you respect listening to me. That's not too much to ask. I'm trying to get a resolve here if we can, okay? Would we be within the law on a map C to do this? I'm asking you that because if the answer is no, okay, then I...
You're asking me a legal question?
I'm asking you a legal question. I have the floor.
I would refer that to the chairman of the committee and or legal counsel.
Is that an answer?
The question, can it be drawn? I don't know. I mean, I can't speak as to whether the map meets the legal criteria or not until it's been done. So I can't answer the question as to whether it can be done or not.
All right, let me say something here. I think there are two questions here. There's a legal question: can it be done? Is it constitutional based upon deviation over 10? But then there's the question of, I think what he's mentioning, Supervisor Frederick, is that can it be done apart from that? I mean, in other words, is it? Because I remember last meeting we talked about whether, you know, a request was made. I believe the chair said, "Can you take a look at whether the two districts could be separated?" I think the committee is. We can only vote on what we have in front of us. Okay, but ultimately, when it comes down to it, is. At the very least, I think the committee and the people here do an explanation as to why it couldn't have been done. Because I think that's what you're asking. Since we don't have an extra map, and we're only looking at the two, and those are the only two we can vote on, at the very least, it would be nice to know why it wasn't done, and just a technical explanation, not a legal one, whether it's constitutional or not, but why it couldn't have been done. I'd like to know, frankly, just myself, and if it couldn't have been done because of the way the software works, I'm not a computer expert, I don't know these things, none of us had any say in this, we're just looking at what everyone else is looking at. But it would be nice to know why it couldn't have been done, and just a technical explanation, just so everyone kind of knows, so we have an idea one way or the other. I think that's a fair request.
Why don't we, if you can't give us another option, if it's not legal, then tell us that.
We have,
because right now I have an A and B in front of me. That's all I have. Okay. And I think that, you know, whether anybody likes what I'm saying or not, I think we should know whether you can do that or not, with legally. And if they're 8 miles apart, I don't understand it at all.
It looks...
I didn't know they were 8 miles apart. I really didn't.
We have time to... This isn't the end of the process. Right now, we're doing all preliminaries. Maps. Right now, we're just approving.
Yeah, but you're asking us to approve one of these two maps.
Right.
And I'm asking a question that nobody's giving me an answer on.
I think that... I'll just say, I mean, the committee's ready to vote one way or the other if that's all we have.
That's
but
all
I'll,
we have, and if that's
we
all
have
we
have no choice,
know,
but
you're saying it's...
Why couldn't it have been done? That's all I want to know.
For
either side, I just want to know.
The system, this is what we came up with.
So how does that work? Can you explain the process? I'd like to know how it was done. So when you put it, Scott, you're the expert. How does that work? Just the process explanation.
The like I said last week, we started off by taking the county.
I can't hear. Go ahead, Scott.
We started off by taking the, looking at the county as a whole, looking at the population of the county as a whole and the city,
mm-hmm.
and we then determined that 14 was still the best split, and we had been instructed by the committee that we'd like to stay at the current number of supervisors if possible, and the way it worked out is calculated what the population of the city was versus the population of the county. We came up with a percentage for the city of Kenosha being 59.11% of the population of the total county.
Okay.
When we multiply 23 districts times 0.5911%, we came up with a figure of 13.59. Okay, 13.59 is closer to 14 than it is to 13. So it seems as if the optimum split between supervisors in the city is a 14-9 split rather than something different. Which is what it is now.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
So then we took and we looked at each the city and the county, and we started splitting up districts. And like I mentioned last week, we started generally in the south and the and on the east side of the counties, and we started drawing districts.
Okay. Can you explain why, in particular, like 19 and some of the other ones were? I know some were under, and some were over in terms of increased population. So if they were over, there are areas decreased. If they're under, their areas had to increase. And why the computer did what it did?
Well, we have to choose sets of blocks to assign to each district. And we pick either recognizable features, which could be natural features like rivers and roads and so forth, or may choose areas of interest, like areas of political subdivisions, areas where we know there's different ethnic groups and so forth, and we use all that information, and it guides us out to draw these districts.
So you're saying that the only thing that you the actual result was basically the consequence of you inputting data and information, and there was no other, and then the computer software just spits it out and draws the lines itself. Is that what you're saying?
The computer, as we draw, the computer calculates the population statistics for every district along the way. It shows us what that is.
Okay, and the line drawing is the result of then the decision that you make, or what?
The decision we make as to what block goes into what district.
Okay. Okay.
Why the big shift in that district? It seems like, I know that Pleasant Prairie went up 13 or 1400, and that shifted that that district, moving it more toward the Pleasant Prairie, okay? And then it seemed like that district there, with those two supervisors living, 8 miles apart, it doesn't make any sense to me that it should have shifted that much. I think it could have got shoved together.
A couple of things you have to keep in mind. Number one, each district is roughly 7,000 people in size. A population change of 1,400 people for Pleasant Prairie is not near enough to create a brand new district in Pleasant Prairie.
Okay, I get that. So I get that. I'm not arguing that. I get that.
So there's changes there.
So the boundaries must have changed a lot to push them in the same district. Are they in the middle of someplace, and that's how they got together, or what?
What you have is you have a series of five supervisors that live in a linear line of about 6, 7, 8 miles. Okay, in a linear line. I'm not talking driving distance.
You.
In a linear line.
I get you.
It makes it difficult to get district boundaries between each of those supervisors. It makes it very difficult.
So who are the five that are together?
I believe from southwest to northeast is Nordegan, or Supervisor Nordegan, Supervisor Beth, Supervisor Palmaville, Supervisor
Decker?
Or I'm sorry, I missed Decker. Nordegan. Supervisor Nordegan, Supervisor Decker, Supervisor Palmaville, Supervisor Beth. There was four.
They're all close, huh?
They're all in a linear line. They're about 6, 7, 8 miles from each other in a linear line. And I'm not talking driving distance. I'm talking as the crow flies.
Okay. I guess that answers
the question.
They're all in the line.
Couple things. Question came up, I think, earlier. Did you look at the populations as the lines are currently drawn now? I think we're going to be looking at, for this year, or next 10 years, somewhere around 7,350 resident population per, I think that was the average, somewhere around there. Could be right or wrong. I was just a hair over that. I think I had the second largest population in my district. I think Supervisor Palmerville had the largest. So, I think it was about 500 over for me. If you drew the line the way it is now, I think it would be only a few hundred over. I don't think there'd be that much more, because obviously we raised the amount that the average would be. So my question is, why wasn't that done? Why didn't we just look at the lines as they were currently drawn and see how they were and put it up there as here's what it would be if nothing was left over? I think it is a little bit disturbing to me. Supervisor Frankel asked about the process, and I think if I understood you right, we draw the line, and that tells us what's in there, basically. So you could draw a line where you want to draw a line. Not the computer just spit it out, and this is what we have. obviously the two different examples show that, prove that out. I think I would highly encourage the members of this committee to vote down these two maps, and let's look to something that we can make a comparison to. I believe that there is, I'll use the word gerrymandering, there is somebody doing something, because I didn't hear of anyone in the city running into the same, and you folks live way closer than we do out in the county, getting into the same district. I respect Supervisor Frederick with his, in the past, they've never really looked to put two people that were currently on the board in the same district. I appreciate that, because I think that is something that's been just a standing cardinal rule, or whatever you want to call it. Why didn't it stay the same? There are plenty of other ways of looking at these maps and doing them correctly. I look at 19 and think, oh my gosh, Supervisor Beth, you are really going to be doing some work. That's a ridiculous amount of geography that supervisor has to work. That is more than all of that's more geographic area than everything up to 19, 18 and below. Add it all up, that's more geography there. That is just, to me, a ridiculous, ridiculous way to put any supervisor there when we really, right now I know it's large enough, but the way it is now when you have, I believe, Supervisor Decker has some of the Wheatland area in there, if not all of them. I don't think Supervisor Lewis or I know I don't, has any, but that certainly would have made a lot of difference. Creating a new district just out of thin air, if you will, I think made no sense as well. And expanding 18, reducing 17, well, whatever Pleasant Prairie did, but you're in Bristol at that point, too. So, to me, I just think that they're two poorly done maps, and they need to be improved. And for a first time through, fine. Let's see what the next one or two maps are going to be. But I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm District 19, and on this new map, I have just a little section of Bristol, very tiny, but I have about a third of Summers. I have Paris, I have Brighton, and it'll be Wheatland. And that will put me at 4 town board meetings besides county board. And that's a lot.
Sure is.
I mean, I'm not, I have no say over this other than one vote, but it really is a lot.
And I think what Supervisor Beth just highlighted was this idea of not crossing municipalities, but only for the city. Yeah. But for Supervisor Beth, there's 4 different municipalities there. And when I look at my district last week, you know, I was alarmed. I thought I was out of my district based on how the maps were drawn, District 8. But in both maps, I'm just nearly in the district by a block. So I think the care was taken, or I'd like to think the care was taken for me to make sure I stayed in my district. But when we go west, we have this, you know, great spans of space here, District 19. And I think anybody other than Supervisor Nordegan and Supervisor Decker, if I was, you know, grouped in with Ron Frederick or Supervisor Gashke here, it would upset me. It would upset the other supervisor. And so I think that's just, that alone should wipe these maps off. That's, Supervisor Ron Frederick said that that's a tradition. We don't group supervisors together unless we know one is an outgoing supervisor, maybe they're retiring or moving.
Well,
we try to.
Yeah. I think we can try again here. And not move forward with these two maps.
Okay. On the other hand, when you look at historically gerrymandering, what it actually refers to are not, you know, districts that are not geometric in shape. You know, squiggly lines going this way all over, you know, to incorporate voters of the same party. Granted, I'll admit, Supervisor Best district is geographically huge. On the other hand, they're blocks. They're not squiggly lines drawn all over to incorporate Democrats or Republicans. Not to mention, let's be honest, we're a nonpartisan body. Of course, we all know who's a Democrat, who's a Republican. I'm not naive. But this is a nonpartisan body. It's not like the Democrats got together and drew these lines. I don't know, Mr. Schutze, that Well, you can laugh what you want if you want, but here's the point.
I saw these maps
the same time
first
you saw
we had.
That's right. And none of us saw it any earlier. We had no say in it. Mr. Schutze in the Land Information Department was the one who drew those maps. That's why I was asking him about the process. Now, as far as I know, I don't know anything about Mr. Schutze. He is a hired official of the county. He's not elected. And as far as I know, he's a nonpartisan individual. So I don't make any accusations or aspersions against Mr. Schutze.
But some people in this room did.
I'm simply trying to understand the process so as to make an intelligent decision. But really, if you think about those districts, by definition, they aren't gerrymandered. If you look at a gerrymandered district, they don't look like that. The only reason why they're bigger or blocks have been reduced is because typically in the West, you have people are more dispersed and more spread out. And I'm assuming the math is correct that 7,300 roughly people live in those four areas. Or in my area, which is, 16th of the size, I have 7,300 people because I have four or five big subdivisions. So, of course, the city districts are going to be more compact and districts west are going to be more geographically spread out. That's just math. But to say that these are purposely gerrymandered, I think, is a bit of a stretch. Now, the only question I have, like I said initially, is, and you said there are six are in a straight line, and your district was reduced or expanded?
Reduced.
And so, I don't know. I think we just have to be careful here. I know that these things are not, no one wants to be redistricted out. But on the other hand, I don't know what to say. I wasn't part of the decision-making process. All I know is what's on the paper here. So, anyway.
Well, Rodriguez.
Thank you. I guess what I would say to go off of that is maybe you weren't part of the decision-making process with A and B as they were drawn, but now you are. And it was my understanding at last week's meeting that it was asked from these two gentlemen to prepare a map that had Supervisor Decker and Supervisor Norgan not in the same district. And I came in late, and I apologize for that, but was that done?
Well, my understanding was that you were supervisor of the chair, requested Mr. Schutze to do it if he was able to do it.
No,
not a. It wasn't question, supposed to do it.
My question is, though, was it done?
I looked into it. I reported my findings to the chair of the committee.
Then it came out to where, if the maps that came out the same.
Wow. You didn't see it.
So we have. It was put in the system, the computer, the Wistar system, the data. We have the same information. So. We're sticking with map A and map B.
So it wouldn't have made any difference then. Is that what you're saying?
Wouldn't made any difference.
Is it impossible? There's no way that you could draw two districts with Supervisor Decker and Supervisor Norgan in differing districts?
Right. Because other people have other points of interest as well. Right now, we're stuck with...
Well, that wasn't my question. Is it impossible? That's my question.
Can I answer the question?
No, I have the floor. I
think I have it.
I have the floor.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm waiting for an answer.
It could be possible if there was not such a condensed time frame. I don't know.
What's our time frame?
So how long did it take you to determine after last week's meeting that it wasn't possible?
I didn't say that it wasn't. I don't know. Every plan is different in how long it takes us to go through. We typically make one small change, and what it does, it has a cascade effect on everything else. It takes an enormous amount of time.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
So was was the task underdone? I mean, did we start maybe in the other corner, 23 and 22, and say, all right, let's, like we were asked at committee, put these two supervisors out of the district, or we did look at it and say, no, we're not going to do that. It's too much work because then we have to address the rest of the map. Is that, because that's what it sounds like. You sat down and said, no. We understand we were asked by the committee to do that, but we're not going to do it. We're going to report back to the committee and the chair that it just can't be done.
I reported to the...
Is that accurate or is that not accurate?
I'm not quite understanding your question. I reported to the committee chair what was possible.
So it's fair to say then that you did not try to draw a map with Supervisor Decker and Supervisor Norton and Deputy District.
We took a look at a number.
So you did not try to draw a map as the committee asked you to. Okay.
Oh.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Question. There is no problem the way the city is, districts are. None. Okay, is what I see. Okay. Are you telling me that that whole area in the county out there, there isn't some way that you, not, I'm not got gerrymandering. I mean, you want to talk about gerrymandering, look at the Republican map in the state of Wisconsin. They go down in a little roll, okay? You were accusing the Democrats of it. You ought to look at your own. but that's beside the point, okay? Is there any way you could come back in a week and show us that, can this be done? Because this is not necessary. You know, we have enough division on this board now that I've never seen it like that, that this isn't necessary. I know, but call it whatever you want. Call it doing the right thing or whatever the hell you want, but just, there's got to be a way that you can leave the city alone because we have our boundaries, they have theirs. You're talking about this breakup and it's 12, well, what is it, 9 point something, so the rules isn't going to change. And you can't figure out a way to get that district that there's not 2-1.
Boyd.
Go ahead.
Just answer this question for me. So, is it because you didn't have a definitive answer because by exploring the possibilities of separating the two districts, there were all sorts of unintended consequences in other districts and would have had a worse impact? Is that why it wasn't a possibility? Because then I could understand that by trying to do something, sometimes there's a cascading effect in other districts, and then you have even more problems than you started from. Now, if that's true, then I understand. Is that the case?
That happens anytime we make any changes.
Well, I know you said that at the beginning, but is that the case with this particular issue?
Yes, because it happens in every case, yes.
So what, by trying to separate them, what cascading effects were the result? Just out of curiosity.
I don't recall.
He didn't try. That's the
yeah.
Well, I'm not saying he didn't, but I just want to know.
He was asked by this committee to try to separate them. He looked at the map and said, "I'm not going to do it. It's too much."
Well, why don't we let him answer for himself?
That's what he said.
We have been looking at census blocks for the last 2 weeks straight. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What cascading effect it had at that moment, I don't recall, and I apologize.
But it did have cascading effects? Is that...
Every move does.
Okay.
Not every move, but every move that involves a significant amount of population. If we move 5 people, that doesn't affect anything. Doesn't affect the percentage as much. If we move 200 people, that's a different story. It has cascading effects. And every time we make a change, we end up having to go all the way around the map and modify all 23 districts.
Okay, I have a couple of questions. Maybe we'll get a different answer again. When we first started, I asked why it was not prepared with the different districts or whatever, and they said because the committee did not authorize to do it. Now we're saying that it was tried to do some changes, but it was reported to the chairman, and he said no.
You asked two different questions.
They're pretty much about the same thing. They were pretty much about the same thing. Yes, it's two different questions, but pretty much about the same thing. The other thing I have, you also mentioned now, I said, well, this is just the beginning, it's not the final. It's going to the county board next week for a final vote. So what do you mean that this is just the beginning?
No, the final vote from the county board is between November 3rd and November
10th. I understand, but it's going to the board with the first vote. It's going to be there to approve the maps before we send to the municipalities. Again, now let's not change it one way or the other or try to play with words. Let's say it the way it is. Another thing that was said is exactly what I said last week. The county board should not be a partisan board. However, we all know it is. And then when we say we want to work together, it should have been, and like Supervisor Franco said, I believe that was him, he said, we all know who's a Democrat and who's a Republican. I see the five, and nothing against any of you, please don't get me wrong, but I see all five supervisors are Democrats. If we're going to try to work together, why wasn't one or two, maybe three to two, to be done on this committee, three Democrats, two Republicans? It was not done. It was five. They even changed chair people just to do whatever they wanted in there. That's fine. But, you know, so that's what we do. It's just a game play. My guess is, or my suggestion is, let's take our time. Let's do it right. We don't have to do it. If we're not done on time for the next election, we can leave it as it is, and we'll worry about it for next year.
We got to get done in time or you won't have an election, okay?
Well, you do it. That's what it is. I guess legislation.
Can we all stay in office for two more years?
What? No. It's going to be done. That's what they added. But the governor vetoed it. With the districts that we have now, and then in the other election, it's going to go with the new district. That can be done. If we don't have it done, if we can get it done, fine. But let's do it right. And the other question is, and this I may be completely not exactly know, what kind of a software that you used to do this?
It's called Wistar.
Can we, anybody can get a copy? When I say anybody on the board can get a copy of that?
No idea.
I don't believe so. That's a software that's created by the state of Wisconsin Legislative Technology Services Bureau. To my knowledge, it's only available to the counties and the municipalities. I don't believe it's public.
Okay, I'm not talking about the public. Let's say one of the county board supervisors.
I want to see them.
If I want it, can I use it?
There's a rural map to see if they can do it.
I'm not aware of that. I haven't.
Can we find out and let me know on that? Corporation comes.
See what I've done. I certainly don't make any promises.
Okay, but you can give your answer pretty much fairly soon.
Nope. A couple of questions. At last meeting, there was a Supervisor Nudo stated that the county, the committee, or when drawing maps, they were going to take into consideration the where each supervisor lived. Then last meeting, you spoke and said that you did not take into consideration. Then in the Kenosha News, the article today, yesterday, the chair of the committee said it was taken into consideration. Which one was it? Was it or was it not?
Are you serious?
That's not a hard question.
From what he had said here, it was one of the lower ranking.
No, he said it was not taken into consideration at
then
all.
Then I misspoke that.
So you were incorrect in your quote to the Kenosha News?
Yes.
Are you going to send a correction into the Kenosha News?
Of course. Yes.
Okay. Another question. You said that the five supervisors in districts right now, 23, 22, 21, 20, and 19, all live in a linear straight line. Can you please point that out on the map where they live, each of them?
Roughly a linear straight
line.
No,
you didn't say roughly a linear straight line. You said a straight line. I'll point out where they live. Supervisor Lewis lives here.
Supervisor
Nordigan lives here.
Supervisor Decker, is it possible to
live
here?
Sure.
Yeah, so we can all.
Sure.
Thank you.
There's a bigger map there at the bottom.
Supervisor Lewis lives roughly here. Supervisor Nordigan lives roughly here. I live here. Supervisor Palmaville lives, I'm trying to see on the map, roughly here, roughly. And then Supervisor Beth lives 145, 45, roughly here. Is that a straight line?
No,
no, that wasn't a straight line. I just like to point that out.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What I really want to highlight, and the point's been said multiple times, there's Republicans and there's Democrats on this board. But what's important is last week this committee instructed the staff to create a map with those two supervisors in differing districts. And you, whether whatever party you want, we have people on both sides of those, you know, each party saying we should take that into consideration. The staff was instructed to draw those maps, and the staff did not draw those maps. Staff's admitted to this tonight. They didn't draw those maps because it would have just cascaded. And Supervisor Frederick made a good point. The city districts don't ever cross municipal boundaries.
They're fine.
They're fine. So to say that it affects all 23 districts is not true, because it doesn't affect 14 of them. So I think it's important that this committee not forget the power that it has. My colleagues on the county board don't forget that the power that they have, when it's important, not just in this issue, any issue, when the county board or one of its committees instructs county staff or somebody who's paid for by the county as a contractor to do a job to what they're asking them to do, it's important that we see that the staff or the contractors do that job. But what we have here now is we didn't do the job because it was too much work. And for those of us who are business owners, for those of us who are privately employed, it doesn't matter what you do. If you go to your boss and you say, I didn't do what I was told because it was too much work, well, then you're out of a job, and somebody else has that job. We instructed the staff to do a job. They didn't do it. Let's give them a week. They don't have to change 14 districts. We know, obviously, those supervisors are not in a line. It doesn't even remotely resemble a line. I'd say Supervisor Nordigan and who else was down there?
Lewis.
Sure, that was kind of a straight line. That was two. But Supervisor Decker is north. Supervisor Palmville is north. That's not a straight line at all. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. I think it's important that the committee remember what they instructed the staff to do last week and ask themselves, why did the staff not do it? And I'm not saying it's, you know, I get your definition of gerrymandering. There's funky lines. But one has to ask, why is it just overlooked, especially when it was asked of the staff? Take another look at this and come back to us next week. And that wasn't done. So we're in the same spot we were last week, with no new answers, with no new data. Just, we didn't do it because it affects everything else, when we know it doesn't. It's not going to change 14 of those districts.
When do we have to have the results or decision on this?
Well, let's
get
say,
to the county.
Say,
we got 2 weeks.
Right?
What's that?
Let's say Tuesday. How long would it
Today's the 7th. Tuesday.
How long would it take you to come back with an answer to us to saying that you can do it or can't do it? 3 days?
I don't know. I suspect within 3 days, perhaps.
Okay, so then what if we just said that we can schedule a meeting 3 days from now. We could have a meeting Friday. And then you come back, and because there's a lot of people in this room are questioning integrity. My integrity is more important to me, okay? I've been in this business for 50 years. Maybe some people think it's too long. I still have my mind, but I don't like my integrity question, okay? So I'm saying I'll be coming back here in 3 days, and you can tell us so that everybody in this room understands why you can't do it, not why you can do it or can't do it. If you can't do it, then tell us why. Is that too much to ask?
If I'm instructed by the committee, I will do it.
I'm not going to ask everybody here, can they make it Friday? Because I think if you can't make it Friday, tell us when you can make it before the next meeting so we can make a decision to get to this board before the 15th. And then you come back and you tell us why you can't do it.
Sure.
Or can do it. I mean, take the computer and, you know, obviously you got your computer design. How far are they together? I mean, is it like 10 miles that they're, I mean. I don't see anything wrong with the city. It's what we asked for, what we got. My district, quite frankly, hadn't changed at all. It's pretty much, if you look at the overlay, because there's no population shift in my district.
Sharon, you.
That's what I'm suggesting.
My question is, you know, you have to have a certain amount of notice for another meeting.
Okay, so what? So when's our next? When's the board meeting? Is what, the
15th?
Yes.
So we got to meet before the public hearing, and so we got to meet some maybe next Monday or.
Public Works is next Monday.
And if you can't do it, then we have to have an explanation as to why you can't. That's fair enough.
Well, that's being, you know, thought of when you guys look at the committee members look at their schedule. I appreciate what you're asking. Again, this committee asked them to do something last week, and now I think what you have is a new ask. I think telling them, tell us why you can't do it is not the same as do what we told you to do last week.
Amen.
And if the district,
I have the floor, please. I don't want them to gerrymander a map.
No. If they come back and I say, listen, the committee wanted 2 weeks ago for us to draw a map with these two supervisors in different districts, and here's some funky looking map, that's crazy, well then, okay, it's too funky, right? I think we can all agree on that. But they were asked to do something last week. They didn't do it. So if I think the ask still stands, and I don't think the committee needs to ask them again because they already asked them, they directed the staff to draw a map with those two supervisors in differing districts. We heard tonight that they didn't attempt to do it in the last week. We heard tonight that they looked at it and they said, nope, we can't do that because it's too difficult. They didn't attempt. That's like the biggest thing for any of the county staff to tell the county board. Would they tell the county executive that? Would somebody who works in one of our other elected offices, would the county clerk, one of her ladies, tell her, I'm not doing it? Would that fly? It would not fly. When we tell staff to do something, staff needs to do that thing. If we tell staff to do something that's not legal, that's a different question. But that's not the question here. I think that's important.
Sure.
I don't want to stir things up any further, but I just feel like to make sure that everyone is speaking on the same terms. What was asked last week was not by the committee, it was by the chairman, and what he asked was, can you look at this? There was not a direction to staff to prepare a map. I just want to make it very clear, because there's been a lot of talk about what staff did or didn't do. What was asked last week by the chairman was, can you look at this? No one ever said, prepare another map. I just want to make sure that's out there. That is what was said at the meeting last week. Scott, if you started in the beginning, when you started mapping, does the computer know where we all live before you start?
No.
If you change the maps one way or the other to put those two people in separate districts, can you guarantee me that two other people of the 23 aren't going to be in the same position? We're going to have a same problem in two other little districts pushing them together again.
No.
You can't guarantee that. Because we don't know what the outcome would be. So we'd end up with the same potential problem, possibly. Does the computer know who's Democrat, who's Republican, when you put the numbers together?
No.
It's all in the computer. It's just a population number that you're dealing with. So it is not, it's nonpartisan computer, okay?
Mr. Chairman?
That's what I was going to ask you.
Thank you. Scott, earlier when you were explaining how you got arrived at these two maps, you mentioned that you looked for some recognizable features and you kind of programmed that in. You suggested some things such as geographic, possibly political affiliations and ethnic groups and things like that. Could you take a couple minutes to just expand on some of those recognizable features a little bit more to help those of us realize, what they are, maybe some other examples, and how they're factored into these maps?
Those features could be many. A great example is a river. A river is a nice place to cut something off in some instances. In other cases, it's a roadway. It's sometimes you try, and it's not always possible, but you try to keep areas of interest together, and that may be all the residents of the same subdivision. While you strive for that, it's not always possible based on how the numbers come out. So we use these features to try to draw those lines to keep certain groups of interest and together and so forth. Natural features are a big feature we look for. Political boundaries are a big feature that we look for. When we can, we will follow a political boundary. But as you know, only the city of Kenosha has a very large population. All the other munis have a much smaller population, and we can't always follow those boundaries. It's just not possible. You've got to get 7,000 people into a district, and if any municipality has less than that, we have no choice but to group them with people outside of their political subdivision.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I keep going back to the way that the map is currently drawn. No one looked at that and decided, hey, look, we do have to make changes. They just started making maps, if you will. I'd like to know if the committee would at least request them to go back to how the map is currently drawn to get those populations, because I can tell you in 21, in mine, I know where you can move some here and there. You're not going to affect
movement
anyone else that much. But yeah, you're going to look at this and say, well, how much more am I going to affect it? Go back to the original map and try it that way. And if you want them to actually try to separate Supervisor Decker and myself, then vote against both of these maps, and it forces them to go back there with an edict from the committee to say, do this. Now, that's the guarantee that it'll get done. And if it's only going to be the western 9 or so districts, then that's what it is. But to me, if that's what you are committed to do, Chairman, then I would ask that the committee again reject these two maps, send it back. I think Supervisor Frederick had it right to come on back in a couple of days or whatever it is, and let's see what you have. Thank you.
Again, I just want to highlight. Now we've been told, well, we didn't officially ask the staff to do that. Only the chairman asked if he could look into it. What we have here, I think every supervisor in this room understands that it's an issue. It would be an issue if it was yourself in that shoe. Direct these guys. We know it's possible. To say it's not possible is ludicrous. We know it's possible. Direct these guys to come back next week, Friday, Monday, whenever you guys decide to have the meeting, that has these two supervisors in differing districts. They don't have to touch the 14. Those 14 are fine. 14 city districts are fine. Those city districts will never cross in the summer. So never. That's how the county likes to do things traditionally. Direct them to draw a map with those two supervisors in differing districts and come back at it. But we all know it's possible. To say it's not possible is ludicrous. It's crazy. Because for whether you think Wisconsin is very poorly or very badly or greatly, however, whatever word you want to describe, any gerrymandering you think in Wisconsin, you look at states out west or out east where we know some of the gerrymandering is horrible. I don't think that's the question here. The question is respecting our colleagues, as this board has always done, and telling staff, come back, show us a map with these two supervisors in different districts. That's the crux of this whole issue. I think if A was how it is today and B had those two supervisors in differing districts, we wouldn't be stuck at this point. But I don't want this committee to come back, and I hope because I'll be at the next meeting, I hope I don't come back in here, well, it's just not possible, because it's possible. Because just like these gerrymandered districts throughout the nation that are, I don't know how thin they get, but when you see a little tiny thin line connecting one part of a state to a different part of a state, they did it for a reason. It's possible. We're not asking them to do that. We have two supervisors who live quite a ways away from each other. It's not out of the realm of possibility. These guys can do it. They've told us how easy it is. They draw a map. So start with that. Start with the 9 county supervisors fighting. Identify where they live and say, all right, let's keep these guys outside. I think that that's what this committee should do. And that was my understanding. I asked the chair that last week. That's what we're having next week. And he told me yes. So apparently the chair asking staff to do that is not enough. The committee has to take action on that. And that's what I would ask my colleagues on the committee to do.
What's Supervisor Franco?
No, go ahead. What were you going to say? No,
what's the committee? I'm looking for a motion on the...
Well, I think I pretty much said what I'm thinking. And I'm thinking, you know, we got a budget to do, and we're sitting here arguing about two supervisors that got thrown in the same district, and there's going to be a hard feelings. It's hard enough to get a budget through this county board as it is right now. So I'm for having them take a look at it. And I wanted an explanation as to why it can't be done. I mean, the way she showed us where everybody is, I just want them to tell me, come back and tell me that you can't do it because.
Okay.
That's all.
I'll make a motion because we have other things we have to get done. Why don't we do this? I don't think we should vote down A or B, but I think the committee should be able to see a third version where Supervisor Decker and Supervisor Nordegan are separated. I don't want to see why it can't be done. I want to see an actual map drawn so we can see the implications to other districts if so. Because if, as you said, there are cascading effects and there are going to be other districts that are going to impact it, and who knows, granted they're pretty separate, but if a couple other supervisors are impacted, that's not going to do well either, and we can't accommodate everyone. But if they can be separated without any other negative effects to other members in other districts, then at least we'll have a third option. But it has to be timely. We need to do it early next week. I would suggest maybe Monday because we have a meeting. We're supposed to meet on the 15th. And so we can actually see it. I want to see a map, how it works, and the impact on other members, other supervisors. And if there is no impact, cascading impact, well, then we'll – and it can be done, okay, then we can vote then. And then we'll be voting in time prior to the 15th, if all of us can meet. I'll make a motion.
Just a point of information to clarify your motion. Are you asking staff just for the two of them not to be in the district or the 9 rural supervisors in separate districts?
I was just – because the issue is Supervisor Nordegan and Decker. Now, what I'm asking is separate them. Now, if by doing that it has an impact on others, I mean, I don't have a crystal ball. None of us can know how that's going to work. So ultimately, I just say those two, and we'll see where the chips fall. And if there's no impact, fine, then we'll have something else to vote on. I don't know if it's possible to could you do all 9. I mean,
tonight we won't vote on anything right now. Is that what you're saying, right?
Well, I'm voting on this motion, but ultimately, if we do it next week on Monday, we'll be doing it before the 15th, so we can.
That's right.
So it's not going to delay anything.
No.
Now, if it was going to delay anything, then that would be an issue. But if you say you can get it done in 3 days, I mean, we could, like you said, we could vote Friday even if necessary.
Ready Friday.
It's not like we have to make a decision today and the board meeting is tomorrow and we need to, it would be impossible for you to draw another map. But I think if we see another map and we look at it, at least we'll have something to look at. And then we can make a decision one way or the other. If it can't be done, then we'll just have to vote A or B. I'm not ready to vote down A or B now. I think that's premature. I think we need to see this map and see if it's even possible and see what the implications are.
You want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
What's the motion?
That was my motion.
I'll second it. I'll second it.
Okay. On the motion, Mr. Chair.
Actually, I don't think you can. I think it's got to be any discussion on the committee.
I was ready to move this thing forward, but it doesn't seem like we got any legs to make anything move forward. We're moving backwards here.
No, we're not.
I hope not. we hold on a second. I still got enough time for. Which day did we decide to have this?
Well, I Ron said Friday. I said Monday. I don't know.
Whatever. Is it? Whatever anybody
okay.
can make it. Whatever anybody can make it.
I know there's two meetings on.
Let's do Monday.
Just for information.
No.
Monday.
Well, the meeting's going on Monday.
Oh.
Stuff.
Oh, we can set it any time. We can set it at 4 o'clock. We can set it any time.
Well, let's do it Friday then. There are no meetings on Friday.
Yeah, okay.
And that's 3 days.
That help you?
We'll get an answer and we'll have it ready.
Time.
I think the whole thing's worth 3 days.
Well, in the like right around 5 o'clock or whatever, or 6 o'clock. I don't know.
Whatever
you guys want.
Friday at 5?
Hopefully I'm not spoiling anyone's dinner plans, but yeah, Friday at 5. Is that good?
I can't make it.
You can't make it. You can't make it at 5 or you just can't make it on Friday?
I can't make it at 5.
How about 6? Okay.
All right.
How about Friday at 6 o'clock? We'll come back together. We'll look at that last map, and then we'll make a decision whether it's C or A, B, or C, whatever, you know, and then we can decide one way or the other. And then at least we'll have something to, you know, we can satisfy all of our questions as well as the questions of everyone else, and then at least we've done our due diligence, and then we can vote, and we're not going to be voting late. We'll be voting before the board meeting. I don't see any hang-ups. Do you?
Nope.
Other than we're not making a decision right now.
Supervisor Rodriguez. Thank you. I understand what your motion was, and you're saying just the two. I just want to throw this out there, so we're not kidding ourselves. They come back with a map that has those two supervisors in differing districts, but then groups two other rural supervisors together. And this committee votes that map down because those two got put, two others got put together, just for using names. Let's say it was because they have neighboring districts. Supervisor Uhas, Supervisor Wamble, they got thrown in the same district. If they, if this committee votes that map down, the message is very clear to not just everybody on the board, especially the two original supervisors who the issue stands with now, but to the public, what was going on here. So. You guys made your motion, that's fine. Supervisor Frederick spoke about the budget. It's always been a contentious thing. The 3 years I've been on the board, this will be my fourth year. I can't imagine what going into budget season with some supervisors feeling like they had targets on their backs and then feeling like they got shot in that target, what that is going to be like. And we have a lot of people here tonight from the public. I would ask, I don't know what the logistics are, but I think I would imagine there'll be more people at the next meeting on Friday.
Yep.
I don't know if we need a bigger venue.
Yep. Yep.
But other than that, we're going to have some very irritated supervisors and very irritated members of the public if we come back on Friday. And coincidentally, by taking two out, we threw another two together and then voting that map down.
That's not what we're saying.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, I don't know if it can be guaranteed.
Are you done?
I'm done. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I take exception to that. And I don't, first of all, I don't think any two supervisors should be put in the same district, whether I agree with those supervisors or don't agree with them on anything. And it shouldn't be fixing the budget that does it. Okay? So I think all supervisors should be in separate situations. So to say that, you know, you bring up Monica, and I know she was in the paper. That's a bunch of crap. She had no input on any of this, directing anybody to say.
No, I'm not bringing her up.
I'm not arguing with you.
I chose those two because they're on the other end of the world.
I'm not arguing with you. I don't think this committee or this board is targeting anybody, and I don't think they should be in this. That they should be on this in the same district. So I think staff should figure it out. And I don't care if one district has 6,200 and one has 88,000. I mean, figure it out so that the maps can be drawn right. I also don't agree with a September 15th drop dead deadline either. But that's my opinion. I mean, we took months to vet it in 2010. And we had supervisors retiring and I got financial input to bring the amount, our cost down, to bring the number of supervisors down. There were other things that were in play in 2010. But to have, because the state got us numbers late or whatever,
we have to do this, ram it through. I'm not okay with that either. So I just think we need to tell staff, hey, go back and figure it out. We shouldn't have two supervisors in the same district, in the same thing on the map, and move forward. I know I came late, so this might have been hashed out before. I apologize, but that's the way I feel. Thank you.
Okay.
I'd just like to clarify that I wasn't going after those two supervisors. I can change it to Supervisor Beth and Supervisor Crombo. I chose those two because they're on the other end of the rural part of the county.
Supervisor Gaudet.
Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was okay.
Thank you. I do think it's fair to note that there are an infinite number of maps that could be drawn for the county. Supervisor Rodrigo had referenced that he had the guy from Land Information. I'm sorry, Scott. Scott had mentioned that like some it'll always change all 23. I believe he had said sometimes. And yeah, it might not impact all of the other districts, but there are an infinite number of maps that could come out of this. We can get one presented, and maybe they will have all of the rural supervisors in their own districts, but that still doesn't mean it's going to be perfect, and that could throw a lot of other things out of whack. It's just one possibility of an infinite sea of them. Another consideration to make is that in the city, a lot of people have been talking about how there's 10 miles between those two supervisors, and so it's ridiculous that they're put in the same district. But in the city, when there are only blocks separating supervisors, you actually have a lot of wiggle room because of those population-dense centers, you can move population around more easily, whereas in the county, there are these centers of population, and then there's nothing for miles. And so trying to... There's more flexibility, but there's also a lot more unforeseen impact. The city is kind of its own bubble. It's in a smaller area, and then in the county, there's a lot more to do. I'm not saying that doesn't mean that a map can't happen, that you can't get those two together. We know it's possible. There's an infinite number of them. But that poses a unique challenge in trying to put them in separate districts and still have a fair amount.
All right. I'm ready to vote, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Yeah. All in favor of Franco's?
Do you want me to repeat it? Or
go ahead and repeat it.
Okay. I'd like to see a third map drawn where, in particular, in this case, Supervisor Nordegan and Decker are separated. However, doing your best to make sure that there isn't, if this is possible, a cascading effect where other supervisors are impacted. I know this may not be possible, but I'd like to see it, and I think the committee would like to see it, and see if this is possible. So before we vote on either A or B, which we were planning on doing today, at least we can visually see whether this can be done. And if it can't be done, we still want to see it, but if it can't be done, we look at it visually and it's not possible, then we can vote on A or B. Is that?
Yeah.
And we'll meet on Friday at 6 o'clock, is that
right.
The time?
Yes.
So it should give you enough time to do it, and then we can make a decision then well before the 15th.
All right.
Is that fair?
Yep.
That sound good?
All right.
Okay. All right. Motion, you seconded it?
Yes. Rest of the committee?
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
Yes. Move we adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
I'll second it.
All in favor, say by saying
aye.
Aye.
Okay. We'll see you on Friday.
Yeah, 6 o'clock.